When an EU country assumes the presidency of the Council of the European Union, it's customary that the leader of that country would address the European Parliament. They usually use it as an occasion to outline their priorities during the six-month presidency and to air their views on the likes of Europe's future and other lofty matters. Normally, they're given a relatively polite reception by MEPs. But the visit of the Slovenian Prime Minister to the European Parliament this week went down like a lead balloon. After addressing the MEPs, Janez Janša came in for stinging criticism because of the erosion of the rule of law and democratic rights in Slovenia. The Dutch MEP, Malik Osmani, accused the Slovenian leader of being part of what he called a very sinister club that's undermining democratic rights and the rule of law.
I'm afraid, Mr. Janša, that your track record at home means that we cannot take your words for granted. Why don't you start reflecting on the future of Europe by abiding by the rule of law, upholding our values yourself? Don't you think our internal security and stability would increase? Unfortunately, you seem to want to be a part of a very sinister club that doesn't appreciate free media, that can't stomach the independence of judiciary or respecting LGBTIQ rights at all. A whiff of corruption, nepotism, and fraud never seems to be far away from this club you so desperately want to associate yourself with. You talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk, Mr. Janša.
Mr. Janša appeared to brush off those criticisms with ease. He's well used to defending himself, having had a long career in politics, and this is his third term as Prime Minister. Since his elevation to the leadership position last year, he has faced accusations of trying to curb media freedom in Slovenia, along with undermining the country's judicial system and its independent watchdogs and cultural institutions. Green Party MEP Kieran Cuff says Mr. Janša is displaying a damaging populist trend that's present in other countries like the UK, Hungary and Poland.
We see it in the UK, but we see a more extreme version of this in Slovenia, and we see it in Hungary, and indeed even in Poland. So I think it is really important that we uphold what we call rule of law, and really, very simply, respect for democracy, respect for the structures of the state, whether it be the courts, the parliament, or other institutions.
MEPs also condemned the decision of Mr. Janša's government to cancel the nomination process for two candidates for the new European Public Prosecutor's Office. It was set up to tackle fraud involving EU funds. The high-profile German MEP, Ska Keller, called him out on that decision.
What is the message that you are sending, interfering with judicial nominations? And you've just said how important judicial independence is. Interfering with judicial nominations that are supposed to shed light on fraudulent use of public money in our union. That is rather strange to me.
During the debate, the Dutch MEP Sophie Enterveld scolded Mr. Janša for undermining the EU's fundamental values.
Mr. Janša, this House has expressed grave concerns about your attitude towards these values. There are no misunderstandings, as you call it. Attacks on journalists and free media, pressure on the judiciary, and your interference in the nomination of a prosecutor to EPPO are intolerable. So your claim to leadership on the rule of law agenda is not very credible.
Kieran Cuff says Mr. Janša's style of leadership reflects what some fear is a growing trend of intolerance and autocratic regimes in other parts of the European Union.
There are fears about a number of European member states, like Hungary and like Slovenia, where there are concerns about equal rights for LGBT persons. There are concerns about respect for rule of law. And I think a lot of these leaders in Central Europe, they are following the Trump playbook. And the last thing we want to see is rhetoric and demagogues take over at a European level.
And that was Dublin MEP Kieran Cuff, who was commenting on the Slovenian Prime Minister Janez Janša, who addressed the European Parliament during the week. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.